everybody. Welcome to the SA Pro Wrestling Nerds podcast. My name is KG Animo, if you are listening for the first time. And we really hope that you stick around in this episode as we will be reviewing this past weekend's WWE Royal Rumble premium live event that took place in St. Louis, Missouri. We had a very, very decent crowd turnout to come watch this very, very highly acclaimed pay-per-view event. And so we're going to go through some of these matches. Myself and my co-host Eugene will be recapping everything that went down, as well as analyzing and discussing what it is in terms of WWE and their plans going forward into the WrestleMania season. If that sounds good to you, let's get right into it. So, the Royal Rumble pay-per-view or premium live event has come and gone, and honestly, dude, I'm just gonna say it from right now, this pay-per-view sucked. Like, if you think about all the hype and all of the preparation and all of the stuff that went into this pay-per-view, it did not deliver.
How big was the stadium? You said how big could it fill up the capacity?
Capacity, I believe, was near 60.
Not the stadium, not of the people that were there, of the stadium.
Yeah, the stadium capacity, I believe. Let me just make sure. Yeah, between 60,000 and 65,000 people.
The attendance that was there.
Yeah, the attendance. I'll quickly just make sure here. The attendance
was 44,370, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 44,390. Yeah, so just under 45,000 for this pay-per-view, which is less than SummerSlam, because SummerSlam had about 51,000. So that's just...
Also, I guess you can say that it didn't live up to expectations.
It didn't. It honestly...
In terms of the numbers...
I think a lot of the thing, there's so much that went wrong in this pay-per-view. So let's just get into these matches. We'll start off with the match that opened the show. And I think we predicted that this match would open the show. Roman Reigns defending the Universal Championship against Seth Rollins. This was the best way to start this pay-per-view. I loved this match going first. Roman, like, immediately, welcome to the pay-per-view. Roman Reigns' music hits. We're not wasting any time. We're getting right into the pay-per-view. Roman Reigns makes his entrance. He ends up in the ring. And instead of the burn it down playing, we hear the old Shield music. Yeah. Instead of hearing Burn It Down, we hear Sierra, Hotel, Indy, Echo, Lima, Delta. Bruh, and I'm like, what has Seth Rollins done now?
I lost my mind.
I popped for this moment. Because I'm like, what will Seth Rollins not do to become Universal Champion?
Oh, man, played his role so perfectly, man.
Exactly. The crowd popped. I popped. Even watching the highlights, I still had...
I think that was the loudest pop of the night.
I would say second loudest. There's a pop that came, there's a loud pop for Mickey James. But yeah, for Mickey James and Melina, which we'll get to that. But this was huge. Seth Rollins makes his way through the crowd, and Roman is pissed. The camera focuses on Roman.
You can just see Roman's face.
Yeah.
His face is all agitated. He's like, this guy.
He's pissed off.
I want to beat his ass.
Roman Reigns is pissed off. Even during the introduction, Roman grabs the belt. He puts it in Rollins' face. And Rollins is like, okay, fine, dude.
It says Rollins killed me.
Rollins' face. Did you see Rollins' face? He just looks to the side. He looks to the side with a grin on his face. He's like, okay, fine, dude. Get it over with. And then the match that followed was really good. Like, I really wanted this match to go longer than it actually did. This match, they went 15, just under 15 minutes. Too. It was 14 minutes and 25 seconds. I thought this match was great, and then they had to ruin it with that finish. I understand why they did the finish, because it's like a little callback to when Rollins broke up the Shield.
Yeah.
Where Roman sort of has the chair, and Rollins doesn't see it coming, and then Roman just hits him with, I don't know how many chair shots he hit him with, but like, this finish could have, you didn't have this. Like, we did not need to have a DQ finish. I don't know why you had a DQ finish. What's the point of the DQ finish? You could have just had Roman pin Rollins.
To be honest, I wasn't mad at the finish.
Dude,
to me, it sounds like it meant only one thing or a couple of things, actually. It means that they're not done. There's no way they're done. So they're going to run this back.
What's the point? Because Rollins is on SmackDown. And no, Rollins is on Raw.
Yeah, but I guess you are right.
You could have just had...
But even before that, like even for the title, Rollins was on Raw, Rollins was on SmackDown, but the match still happened at the Rumble. So them being on separate shows doesn't rule out the prospect of them doing it again.
Yeah, I guess. But dude, this finish just ruined the match, dude. You could have had Roman Reigns win by some sneaky method. You could have just had maybe Roman use the chair or hit Rollins with a low blow when the referee wasn't looking, right? And then Roman could have pinned Rollins with a low blow after a low blow, and then, cause like, I get that you want to have a reason for Rollins to get a rematch. That could have been the reason. It would have made sense because Roman is the heel. Don't forget, Roman Reigns is still a heel.
Exactly. And Seth Rollins is not like babyface. He's also a heel, but not to an extent like Roman Reigns is. So imagine a heel doing what you said he must do, like underhanded way of winning the match to another heel. Would it have worked?
If Roman just decides, yeah, I'm going to low blow this guy, make sure the ref's not looking, low blow him, hit my spear, pin him, retain my title, Reigns is still a heel. Even though he was babyface in this match, right? Because that's how they try to tell us he's babyface in this match. Rollins is the one with the mind games, with the evil plans. But, and Roman Reigns was supposed to be working babyface, but still, Roman Reigns is still a heel. He's still a dominant tribal chief. You know what I mean?
I was just saying, in terms of this match was great in terms of storytelling. You know? Yeah, like, there was storytelling throughout the match.
The storytelling element was beautiful. I get that. I just don't like the finish. You could have done anything else.
Again, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it. Cause you know what went through my mind when I saw that finish?
Yeah.
I saw. When did Rollins cash in at WrestleMania?
Yeah, WrestleMania 31, 2015.
Yeah. So what ran through my mind, and also this is also what's going to lead into Brock's match, which we'll talk about later on. What I saw is that maybe there can be a triple threat, you know, between the three because of what happened in the past. That's a longevity storytelling.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that, and it might
because,
even...
Like, Roman faced Brock one-on-one, then Seth cashed in.
Yeah.
It wasn't a triple threat, it was a one-on-one. But because Seth cashed in midway through the match, it kind of turned into an official triple threat. But this time, it can be like it can be advertised like, yo, triple threat match, Roman, Brock, Seth, you know?
Yeah.
So that, to me, that would be the money match. That would make sense.
And especially because Seth Rollins has always wanted the WrestleMania main event. That's like, if you've watched the documentary, if you've watched the 24 documentary, the 365 documentary, Seth Rollins has always wanted a WrestleMania main event. He nearly got it in 2019, but that went to Becky Lynch and the women, right? So you know that Seth is dying to have a WrestleMania main event. And so putting him in this match, adding, not only does it boost the story that was told 6 years ago, or yes, 7 years ago, actually, what it does now is it gives Rollins that main event. And you can't say he doesn't deserve it.
No, there's no chance. Seth Rollins is the one on God mode.
Well, in the WWE, maybe. Not elsewhere. Because this is a Rumble episode. Let's keep it within WWE. There's so much wrestling I want to talk about. Yeah, I mean, he's firing on all cylinders. His new character. Seth Rollins has never had a bad character, and he's never had a bad storyline, and he's never had bad entrance music. Like, creatively, Seth Rollins has always been maybe at the top of WWE, if not at, like, close to the top of WWE.
Yeah, you'd say that if it wasn't for Brock.
Like, he's a star. He's a star, and he's been treated as... He's always been in the main event in WWE. If he's not in the main event, then he's in the upper mid card. If he's not Universal Champion, he's maybe Intercontinental Champion or in some crazy long-term main event feud. The guy has always been put in the position to succeed.
Yeah, that is true. I don't know if you noticed during the match, there was a lot of talking from Roman's side.
Yeah, Roman, into the story, Roman's talking a lot. And it reminds me of the match he had with Jimmy Uso. This was in the beginning of his gimmick as the Tribal Chief, where he wrestled Jimmy Uso. I know it wasn't SummerSlam. They had a match before the Hell in a Cell match.
There are two matches. One of them being the Hell in a Cell.
The one before that, Roman was.
No, was the Hell? Was it not the Hell in a Cell?
One of those two where Reigns really. It wasn't so much a match, but it was like Roman Reigns was just talking trash at Jimmy Uso. And this reminded me of
Roman's
that.
Trash talking.
Yeah, Roman is on a different level when it comes to his trash talking. He's gone up a level nowadays. And it's great to see. It's great to... And it feels as though he's a little bit himself now. It feels as though he's more himself, which is what we've always wanted from him.
Yeah, that is true. What do you think, like, I just got one more question regarding this match.
Yeah.
Do you think John Moxley's at home watching this match, and the minute the Shield entrance hits, what do you think he's thinking?
Man, I to be honest, I wouldn't even be surprised if John Moxley's not even watching anything right now. I don't think John Moxley is thinking about WWE or any of that stuff. I really don't think there was anything WWE related on his mind. I think he's focused on his stuff. Like, maybe if he was sitting at home, like he was, maybe, like, if he wasn't on AEW TV, like, he obviously he took that break and he just came back. Maybe during that break, he might have been, you know, watching to see what Rollins and Reigns were doing on the other side. But now that he's back, I don't think anything WWE related could be on his mind. Obviously, we don't know the guy.
Social media, you know.
And you notice John Moxley is not on social media. Like, I've seen his Instagram.
Oh, for real?
I've seen the guy's Instagram. His last post was like 2 years ago. Or like maybe 2 years ago. Or a year ago. He's not on social media. You won't find him on Twitter. Like, he has profiles and accounts, but like, he doesn't post on a regular. So... I think he's the kind of person, he's very private, that we know, but you won't see him posting anything on social media or reacting to anything. He's very private.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. But yeah, man, great match ruined by a really, really weird, complicated.
According to you, I get why
they did it, but when I'm watching a match, I'm like, this match has to be good. And sometimes what I feel like WWE did, especially in this pay-per-view, is they sacrificed the match is just there to build, to further the story. It's like, sometimes you need to have matches that are there to be matches. And with WWE, what they do is, we're using the match to tell a story. The match serves the feud. But sometimes... wrestling is really amazing when the match can just be the match. when you can use
the... remember, this isn't a normal pay-per-view. Like, it's legit in the name. It's Royal Rumble. People came to watch two Royal Rumble matches, so that's going to be their main focus. They're going to work a lot more on the two Rumble matches than they would on the singles matches.
Yeah, I guess.
If it's any other pay-per-view or even on a show like Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, I think what you mentioned they would do.
Yeah, I think they would have had a long, proper singles match for the title. And also, you got to realize that WWE runs on a lot of time constraints. There's so much, there's time that needs to be allocated to each thing, especially because you have two long, long Rumble matches. The first Rumble match, let's go to that one. The women's Rumble match was nearly just like 20 seconds short of an hour. 59 minutes and 40 seconds this match went. Almost a full hour. It's the longest match on the show. Yeah, it was won by Ronda freaking Rousey.
Yeah, she got a huge pop out of all the women wrestlers.
Yeah, I think she got maybe the biggest pop. Melina got a pretty huge pop. So did Ivory. So did Mickey James. But...
yeah, but Melina's one lasted like how long? She basically showed up at WrestleMania to just do the splits.
Yeah, she made that entrance. She did a split and got thrown out. Like... just think about how much money she made just for that. She made money. She made money.
I guess, but like your first priority should be wrestling, bro. Shouldn't be money.
Dude, she made the money. She secured the bag, dude. She but that entrance though, I love that entrance. I miss that entrance.
Nostalgia.
I got a huge nostalgia rush watching that entrance, dude.
Who did you pick to win the Rumble?
I picked Sasha Banks. I believe I picked Sasha. Or Shayna Baszler. Those were the two that I really wanted to see Sasha win or Shayna win. And that's simply because I was not expecting Ronda's return. Because I saw the reports. Dave Meltzer confirmed that Rousey was returning to WWE. I just never thought it would be in the Rumble. And so up until that report came out from Dave Meltzer, I was like, yeah, she might return, but it can't be at the Rumble. There's no way it's going to be at the Rumble. I'm sticking with Sasha or Shayna Baszler. And then when Sasha was eliminated, I was like, okay. It has to be Shayna Baszler.
I was shocked when she got eliminated. I was shocked that she came number one.
Yeah, she's been number one in the past. She's been, because this is not the first time she's entered the Rumble at number one. I believe she was the very first entrant in the very first Women's Rumble. She was number one. I remember there was a Rumble where she and Becky started, and I think it was 2018, the first one. Where her and Becky started the Rumble, and then it was this one. So she's been number one quite a few times, maybe twice, or even three times, if my memory serves me correct. And so, yeah, she hasn't won it, but she's had really good performances.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, I put my
money on Rhea too. Yeah, Rhea's also a pretty good shot. So I have here the order of elimination. She spent 9 minutes in the Rumble. She was eliminated by Queen Zelina.
Yeah, she was. I remember that. Ooh, Queen Zelina said something real slick, which I thought was cool. She said, what's a boss to a queen? And I was like, that's cool.
That's really great. That's just like a little shot to Sasha Banks. Let me read out the order of entrance here. So we had Sasha Banks at number one, then Melina, then Tamina, then Kelly, then
Nobody meaner than Tamina.
She spent 16 minutes, which I think is maybe the second or the third longest. No, maybe. Okay, she didn't spend She spent 16 minutes, which is on the higher end of time spent in this Rumble. Then you have Kelly Kelly, Aaliyah, Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan spent 37 minutes in this Rumble. She's the Iron Woman of this Rumble.
Bianca Belair.
Bianca spent 40 minutes. Okay. She spent 47 minutes, 30 seconds. Man, she came in. I mean, that's just crazy to think about. Dana Brooke was number 9. Michelle McCool was number 10. Sonya Deville was 11th. Natalya 12th. Cameron 13. Cameron looked really good. She was in here for 51 seconds, by the way. But she looked really good.
She served the purpose?
I guess. Naomi came in. Naomi. Yeah, I think a lot of these women were just there to fill the spots, right? Naomi was next. Carmella spent 50 seconds. Rhea Ripley spent half an hour.
Outside the ring.
Yeah. Rhea Ripley spent half an hour. Charlotte Flair, just over half an hour. And as usual, Charlotte Flair got 5 eliminations. She was the runner-up. She was the runner-up last year as well, if I remember correctly.
No, she wasn't. It was Rhea.
Oh, Rhea was the runner-up. Okay, she won in 2020. I think she was the runner-up in 2019 also. She was eliminated by Becky Lynch in 2019. She was runner-up in 2019 and runner-up this year again. She won in 2020.
See, which is, again, incredible storytelling with Ronda and Charlotte.
She's the Roman Reigns.
Taking a time machine 3 years ago.
Yeah. Charlotte Flair is the Roman Reigns of the women's Rumbles. Because Roman Reigns is always in somehow the top 3 or top 4 of every Rumble he's in. I mean, Ivory got a massive pop, and she came out with the Right to Censor music. I lost my mind. She was wearing the Right to Censor outfit, and she came in there. She said something to Rhea Ripley. Ripley eliminated her.
She was disappointed. She was disappointed. She felt like tapped her on the head.
Yeah. And then just pushed her off the apron. That was crazy. And then Brie Bella came in. She spent nearly 20 minutes. She eliminated 3 people. Impact Knockouts champion Mickey James came in. Man, this was great to see. This is like, I don't think this has ever happened in wrestling in a long time, or maybe ever. But this was amazing to see. This was really great to see.
It's still crazy if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I really never thought it was a WWE being desperate. Like, were they that desperate to fill did they not have anyone else on the roster? Could they have not picked maybe some of the ladies from NXT? We didn't see anyone from NXT in this Rumble. Nobody.
Nobody
from NXT. And it's like, you could have picked anyone from NXT. But I guess they wanted Mickie James that badly. She spent just short of 12 minutes in this Rumble. Alicia Fox came back. She spent 6 minutes. Nikki A.S.H. was in the Rumble as well. 12 minutes for her. Summer Rae came back. Eliminated by Natalya. And I'm like, did you see the wall on Twitter between these two ladies, Natalya and Summer Rae?
I saw a glimpse, yeah.
They were beefing on Twitter for no apparent, I don't even know why. And then Summer Rae came in. She spent less than a minute. She was eliminated by Natalya. Because why not? And then Nikki Bella came in. She was eliminated by her sister, her own sister.
Which was expected, not gonna lie.
Yeah, because she did that to Brie a couple of years ago. Nikki did that to Brie in the first ever. I think in the first ever Women's Rumble, she did it to Brie. And then Sarah Logan came back, and she eliminated. She didn't eliminate anyone. She spent less than a minute though, as well. crazy. Lita came back.
To see
Lita came back as well. Mighty Molly came back as well. Mighty Molly and Nikki A.S.H. Superhero versus superhero.
I was waiting for that. As soon as I saw Mighty Molly's music hit, I was like, oh, I wonder how this is going to go down.
Yeah, she spent 20 seconds, though, which is just... Like, Molly Holly's great. Like, Molly Holly's so great. She's literally one of the few women who can still go. Like... One of the few women who retired nearly, 10 years? More than 10 years ago, she retired. But she could still come back and just kick ass.
She's one of many?
Yeah.
I believe.
One of the few. There are a few. And then we have Ronda Rousey. She came in and, man, she eliminated 4 people in 10 minutes. That just tells you, like, Charlotte Flair eliminated 5 people in 31 minutes. Ronda Rousey eliminated 4 women in 10 minutes. That's just...
Yeah, I mean, why? Because it's different because, like, people are tiring.
Yeah, they're tired. You get the number... She came in at number 28, so obviously she, like, just imagine. And then when Shayna came in, I legit thought, oh, man, Shayna's going to win. Like, even though Ronda came in at the 28th spot... But I was like, nah, Ronda doesn't need to win the Rumble. There's no way she would win. Like, she doesn't need to. When I saw Shayna come out at 30, because she came out at 30 last year as well. She was number 30 for the second year in a row. When I saw her come out, I was like, of course she has to win this. Charlotte's tired. And there's pretty much nobody else. So
that's for the taking. That's what you thought.
I was really... When she was eliminated, I was like... When Charlotte eliminated her, I was like, there's no way they're going to have Charlotte win again. She won in 20...
I knew that they couldn't have let her win. Like, it wouldn't make no sense.
Yeah. Shotzi came in. We forgot to mention Shotzi. She came in. She spent a good 2 minutes. She was eliminated by Ronda Rousey. Shayna Baszler comes in at 30.
She spent longer than that, didn't she? Wasn't it longer than that?
It says 2 minutes 56 here.
Shotzi Blackheart.
Yeah. She goes by Shotzi now. Just Shotzi. Just imagine that.
Well, she had a moment with Lita, so I bet that meant a lot.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I think that would mean a lot more than winning the Rumble. Would it? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then, it was down to Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey. And
it wasn't even that long.
It wasn't even that long. Ronda eliminates Charlotte. Charlotte's pissed, and Ronda is celebrating. And she goes to WrestleMania.
Again. Remember what I told you about Ronda, bro? I'm like, if she does happen to come to the Rumble, she can only win it. Like, she's not going to come back to be a mid-card. She has to come back and be the main event.
Yeah, but did she need to win the Rumble to be in the main event? She could have just won at Elimination Chamber. You could have given the Rumble to someone else.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been as a wow factor as to, like, winning the chamber and qualifying for WrestleMania. It wouldn't have had the same effect as coming back at the Rumble and then winning it.
Yeah, I think people are a lot more pleased about this match than the men's match. Because, oh, goodness me, the men's match was something else. We'll get to the men's match. Let's move on.
Exactly.
Let's move on to
I want to talk about Sonya Deville.
Yeah, Sonya. Oh my goodness. Let's talk about Sonya for a couple of minutes here. I mean,
what's
she.
What's the problem? What's the problem?
I have no clue. Obviously, she hates Naomi. But. Man, she was eliminated by Naomi, and then she eliminated Naomi afterwards. So apparently, I thought the feud
Naomi
was done. Yeah, you were saying.
Yeah.
You said Naomi was about to.
No, like Naomi was about to provide us with some Royal Rumble magic, you know.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah, I
and
mean.
And so just out there, like, not on my watch.
So I thought the feud was done on SmackDown when Naomi won, but clearly there are other plans. Are we getting a singles match at WrestleMania? Hopefully. This was just, yeah.
Oh, just a chamber.
This was mean. So, should we move on to the next match, the third match on the show?
If there's anything you still want to talk about that you notice in the Women's Rumble match, then yeah, we can move on if there's nothing else.
I think let's move on. We had the Raw Women's Championship match between Becky Lynch and Doudrop. Standard women's title match in WWE. Nothing special. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree. What was interesting for me, I just wanted to see how Becky was going to win this match.
Yeah.
Because, like, Doudrop's bigger than you. So like, how are you going to pick her up and slam her while there's no momentum? Like, while you're just standing next to each other, you know, like, on the canvas.
Yeah, it was really interesting to see how she would win. I thought she would win with the disarm her, right, which she hasn't used in quite a while. When was the last time she won by submission? It's been quite a while because she beat Liv Morgan with a roll up. I remember she beat Liv Morgan with two roll ups, and then I think those are her pay per view title defenses. I don't remember her winning by submission in quite a while. So crazy just to think about that. If anyone remembers the last time Becky Lynch won by submission, let us know. DM us on Instagram, tweet at us upon listening to this podcast. We'll probably have it figured out. You were saying?
Yeah,
I think it was before she came. I think it was way before she left.
Against Shayna, I want to say WrestleMania.
Not sure. We'll have a look at it. But anyway, I like how they pointed out the dynamic that Doudrop's the much bigger, larger opponent. She's gonna be a tougher task for Becky. Cause usually the opponents that Becky has are either her size or maybe just slightly smaller. Like Liv Morgan, she's slightly smaller. And so Doudrop is a completely different task for her. I like that the commentators pointed that out. And even backstage when she won, she pointed it out in that interview backstage. So that was a nice little, I think I'm not saying it's something special, but it's like that lets you in on the sports aspect of wrestling.
As in?
Like the sort of the sports aspect of pro wrestling, where it's like, the commentators let us know that Doudrop was a much different opponent than any woman that Becky has faced before.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, I don't really have much else to say about this match. I thought it was good. The women in this, like, they were both really decent.
I was impressed by Doudrop.
Yeah, Doudrop came to play. She was really game. She really brought the fight.
I'm not saying this is my first time watching her, because I've seen at NXT UK and she had some good matches with Kaylee Ray.
Yeah.
A couple of good matches, actually.
Yeah, I remember
I knew what she was capable of.
Yeah, I remember the triple threat she had with Kaylee Ray and Toni Storm. I believe it was NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool. She had a triple threat with Toni Storm and Kaylee Ray. She was really, that's pretty much where I first saw her. Really good match. So let's talk about where we think this is going. Obviously, we know that the scene is set for Charlotte versus Ronda. So who exactly challenges Becky Lynch at WrestleMania?
Not even you skipping the Elimination Chamber, you're going straight to Mania.
Let's be honest, she's going to be champion walking into Mania. So it doesn't matter
what. But it's still interesting on the way there, you know?
Yeah, pretty interesting. I think Bianca might win the Women's Elimination Chamber. I think there's an Elimination Chamber number one contenders match. I'm not sure yet.
You haven't watched this week's new episode of Monday Night Raw, right?
I watched the first few minutes of... I watched a few things from Raw. I saw a few of the matches and segments. Is there an Elimination Chamber women's match?
I don't know, actually.
So we'll have to see. We'll have to watch Raw to see what happens. But I don't think there... I think there's going to be a women's chamber match to determine the number one contender for Mania.
Yep.
Who would you like...
I already know who...
Who would you like to see challenge Becky at WrestleMania?
My mind's going blank. I don't know.
I've got three names.
I don't... What about you?
We have to see Shayna as champion at some point, right? It has to be Shayna.
Yep.
I don't know. So one of them's Shayna. The other is Liv Morgan, because why not give Liv Morgan another chance? The other is Bianca Belair. But as I'm saying Bianca Belair, I just thought of a fourth person.
Who?
Asuka.
If she comes back,
who I said, who I've said for a long time should have returned at the Rumble. I thought she was returning at the Rumble. I really thought she was returning at the Rumble. I was sitting there watching this thing thinking, when am I getting Asuka? And then Asuka didn't show up. So
you think that's under the floor?
I would. I mean, where else does she... Where else do you put... Like, do you really... If she's... Because I don't know what's going on with Asuka. I don't know if she's injured, if she's... I really can't tell you. I don't know what's her status right now.
Who do you think Ronda Rousey is going to pick to face?
Oh, she's picking Charlotte.
Yeah, she hasn't made a decision yet, but it's obvious it's going to be Charlotte.
She's picking Charlotte.
You know, stuff can happen.
I mean, but like... She does have unfinished business with Becky. Logic would say she picks Becky because Becky's the only woman that beat her.
To beat her, yeah.
Yeah, logic says she picks Becky. She takes back the title that Becky took from her. But this is WWE.
So maybe she wants to win the title that she hasn't won yet.
I would assume Charlotte Flair is gonna try and force her to pick her. For revenge from eliminating her in the Royal Rumble match. Because Charlotte was like, Flair was dead set on picking her own opponent for WrestleMania. And Ronda screwed that up.
Yeah, I have a feeling that Charlotte Flair is going to run with the narrative that at WrestleMania 3 years ago, you didn't pin me. You pinned Rick. She's going to run with that narrative.
Yeah,
for sure.
She wasn't pinned in that match. Becky pinned Ronda. So, again, like so many different ways to look at this woman's match at Mania. Both women's matches, if we're being quite honest. But the prevailing thought and opinion is that we're going to see Ronda versus Charlotte at WrestleMania. Maybe even in the night. I think the night one WrestleMania main event would be Ronda versus Charlotte.
Night one.
And then night two, we're gonna see. Yeah, we'll talk about the men's championship matches at WrestleMania. But I think we're gonna see Ronda versus Charlotte main event night one, because that's a big money match. Any of the two matches, really, Ronda versus Charlotte, Ronda versus Becky, any of those two matches would be big. But I really,
even if you look at the men's side as well.
Yeah, I really. Like, I really want to see Ronda versus Becky, because that story there's a story there. And even though there's a story with Charlotte Flair as well, the big story is with Ronda and Becky, because Becky was the one that pinned her at WrestleMania 35.
The only woman to ever pin Ronda in WWE.
Yeah, the only woman that beat Ronda in WWE. So we have to, I mean, that has to be the match.
We shall see.
Yeah, we'll just have to see where this takes us, man. Let's move on to this to the fourth match. We had a lot of interesting stuff happen in this match. So the fourth match for the WWE Championship was Bobby Lashley challenging Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, look, I guess we were both wrong because we thought that this might be the main event.
I thought this would be the main event as well. So I get what WWE did here. The only reason this wasn't the main event was to allow Brock to win the Rumble, which we'll discuss later on. Because if this match went on before the if the men's Rumble wasn't the main event, you wouldn't have allowed Brock to come out at number 30, right? Because if Brock, because if this was the main event, then you know what I mean? It wouldn't have made sense for Brock to. So this match, I did not see this coming. Oh man, the stuff with Paul Heyman was brilliant.
Paul Heyman being a dog.
The stuff with Paul Heyman was absolutely brilliant.
He's a dog.
Oh my goodness.
This was the plan the whole time.
This was the plan the whole time. Screw Brock Lesnar.
That gave him a false sense of security that I'm back with him.
I'm back and with you.
Screw him over.
Yeah. And this is why I remember earlier in this episode I mentioned that Roman Reigns is the heel. This is exactly why I said that Roman Reigns is a heel. And why I would have not had a problem had he beaten Rollins dirtily instead of a DQ finish. Like, Roman Reigns is still a heel. He's over, but he's still a heel. And this proves it. This was done to make Lesnar the babyface. When Lesnar faces Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, Lesnar's the babyface in this match, in this Mania main event.
Do you think it's going to be title versus title?
No, it can't be. Because title...
That's what Brock wanted.
Title versus title means that... Title versus title now means that you got to unify those belts. And the only reason I'd be happy with a title unification would be if they're planning to combine the titles and have one championship and change that design of that stupid looking belt, then I would approve title versus title. I don't think we're going to see title versus title unless that's the plan to unify the belts. And get a better design.
It would exactly be like what happened with the woman 3 years ago, winner takes all, you know?
Yeah, that's what I don't want. I do not want a scenario where one guy's holding two championships.
Why not?
I don't know, man. I feel like a lot of the guys would get robbed. Because if Lesnar's the champion, if Lesnar wins at Elimination Chamber, he heads to WrestleMania, you now have... You know what I mean? You can't have you can't have one guy holding both world titles. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know.
Never say never.
But yeah, Bobby Lashley escaped with the victory.
He doesn't know how, but he did.
He did. I love Lashley's backstage interview. He acts like he did it by himself. Like, he's so adamant that this Roman Reigns stuff, whether or not Roman Reigns would have done what he did, he would still have beaten Lesnar. Like, an MVP is just gassing him up at this point.
Yeah, it was a brutal match. Oh, yeah, was it like between the two? Was a decent match between the two.
It was a decent match. It was 10 minutes. It was a decent 10-minute match. Like what were you expecting with Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley? They were not going over 15. Like, we thought they would go over 15 minutes because we thought this was going to be the main event. And we had, like, none of us predicted Lesnar was losing. Like, let's be honest. Did anyone out there predict Lesnar was losing? Only the people who'd figured it out.
Anyone that's not working with WWE, yeah.
Maybe Sean Ross Sapp. We should ask Sean Ross Sapp on Twitter if he knew what was happening. I don't know. Maybe Dave Meltzer knew. But I honestly do not know.
Maybe.
I had no clue Lesnar was losing the title. But they had to do that, right? They had to
I
do
just
that.
saw Roman.
You just saw?
I saw like Roman spearing him, and then I thought that was it. I didn't expect what was about to happen next.
Yeah, that like Paul Heyman, my goodness. Oh, you dirty snake.
Best in the place.
Best in the biz. So like I was sold on the fact that Roman Reigns no longer had a special counsel. I was sold on that. I was like, Roman Reigns go move on. Brock is back. Heyman's back with Lesnar. The way things should. He laid his hands on Paul Heyman. So I thought that would like there would never be an alliance between the two again. This story, this was yeah, this had me, dude. This y'all got me. WWE got me with this piece of booking. WWE got me. Yeah. Didn't even need to try and fool me again. They got me with this one, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who didn't see this coming.
Basically everyone didn't see this coming.
Yeah. Crazy to just think about the booking and how this came together. Shall we go to match number five? Let's do it. So we have the mixed tag team match up next. It is the Hall of Famers, AKA the Grit Couple, Edge and Beth Phoenix versus the It Couple, future
I'm
Hall
not
of
the
Fame.
fan. I'm not a
Yeah.
fan of the great couple.
The name
Well, not
or
as in I don't like them. The name of the tag team, the great couple. I'm
yeah,
not a fan of the name.
I mean, yeah, versus the It Couple, Marie, the Miz and Maryse. This was a good little fun match. I like the double the sort of the duo entrance between the Edge and Beth Phoenix duo entrance matching gear type stuff. That was cute.
The ring gear was sick.
Yeah, they went with the black and blue color scheme, which really was great. Beth Phoenix just looks like a warrior from like a Viking warrior. She like I said,
She's got guns,
she's
man.
got
Come on.
guns. She like I bet you she lifts more than Edge.
Of course.
I bet you
No
she
disrespect to Edge, though, but she
like no
probably
disrespect
does.
to Edge, but like I bet you she lifts more than her husband. Which is not
And I'm
which is
sure Edge
not
is fine with that.
which is not at all an insult or a detriment to Edge. No, not at all. I love and respect both these superstars. Like, but I'm telling you, I will bet my money, I will bet my bottom dollar that Edge does not lift as much as his wife does.
Yeah, therefore, and I'm pretty sure he's okay with that.
And he's okay with
He's
that.
okay.
And Edge is okay with that. Because, like, man, this match was fun. It was 12 and a half minutes. It was fun. And I like this
I was just
match.
waiting for the moment where Beth was gonna lay her hands on the Miz.
Yeah. Every single female star that feud whose husband feuds with the Miz just wants to beat the Miz up. Brie Bella wanted to beat the Miz up. Nikki Bella wanted to beat the Miz up. Like, everyone just wants to beat the Miz up for some odd reason. Yeah. And so, yeah, this match was fun, man. I'm assuming this story is over. Because now we can have Edge versus AJ Styles at the Rumble.
At the Rumble, what do you mean the
No,
Rumble?
at WrestleMania. I
That would be
mean,
sick.
yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say about this mixed tag match?
shout out Maurice for going on the top rope and did the hair come on out. Like,
yeah, Maurice was, yo, Maurice really, because Maurice hadn't wrestled in how long, man? Goodness me. Can I just say something? All the mothers on this show, Mickey James, so many mothers, the Bella Twins, Mickey James, and Maurice. I'm probably going to forget a few, but like, whoa, mothers in this match to have had a baby. Ronda Rousey as well, to have had a Becky Lynch, to have had a child and come back and still do what you do for a living. Man, that's crazy to think about.
The Beth Phoenix daughters were there watching.
That was so cool. I saw the picture that I think Beth Phoenix posted on Twitter. That was so, I don't know who posted it on Twitter, but that was such a cool thing. That was so cool. To have your children watch you do what you do best, it's got to be such a proud feeling.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, that had me there. That was
inspiring the next generation.
Exactly. The next generation is going to go out and do this, man. I was just thinking about this earlier today. Just imagine Brie and Nikki's children as superstars. Because Nikki has a baby boy, right? So does Brie. So Nikki and Brie's sons as tag team champions. Just imagine that, dude. Or imagine mm-hmm. Becky's kid versus...
Well, on which show? On which show?
It doesn't. I don't know. But just imagine Becky's daughter versus Ronda Rousey's daughter at WrestleMania.
Is it a daughter?
I'm not sure. I'm actually... I might actually get...
I know the baby's name is Poe. I know the baby's name is Poe.
I think Ronda has a son. Oh. I think Ronda has a son. Just imagine if all these wrestlers' children just end up getting in the business. Imagine how safe the future of this business would be. I mean, I'm guessing it's going to be safe, right? Because we have all these young rising up and coming stars. But if all these wrestling children just end up in the business one day.
Yeah.
That would be...
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
That just shows you, like, man, that's going to be so cool. It's going to be so cool to say, you know, we have third or fourth generation superstars in the WWE or elsewhere. It's just amazing. It's going to be amazing to see.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, oh man.
Imagine the Miz's daughter having the Miz's personality. Yo,
both of Miz's daughters just like their father. Just imagine that.
Exactly. Oh, they'll be hated, man. They'll be hated.
Oh man, they'll be over his heels and hated as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This tag team match served its purpose. Was good.
Yeah, it was really good. I think now we can move on to the men's rumble match.
The double spear was sick.
The double spear was sick. I enjoyed the double spear. Yeah, this was a really fun, very cool mixed tag match. I think we can now move on to the rumble match, the main event.
The main event.
Cool. And so now we're in the main event of the evening, the main event of this show, which might just be the tide for the worst match on the show.
You reckon?
Dude, this Rumble match. This Rumble match sucked. The women's match was better. Might just when I saw AJ Styles come out at number one, I was hopeful. I was like, yeah, AJ Styles at number one, Of course, love it. Iron Man performance might just win it, right? Nope, that's not what happened, right? So let me just read this list of entrants. We have AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, Austin Theory, Robert Roode, Ridge Holland, Montez Ford, Damian Priest, Sami Zayn, Johnny Knoxville, and Angelo Dawkins. These are the first 10 entrants.
I thought they started well with the first two entrants, you know.
The first two,
Shinsuke,
like,
and AJ.
I will always love seeing AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura in the ring. I'll always love that. Like Wrestle Kingdom 10.
Yeah.
Wrestle Kingdom 10 was transformative. That match at Wrestle Kingdom 10, I will remember for the rest of my life. That match was, so when I see them in the ring, I'm always like, man, magic is gonna happen. And then Shinsuke was eliminated in 51 seconds. And I'm like, no, oh, sorry, sorry.
Yeah, when I saw them. Yeah.
No, I got that wrong. I thought Shinsuke was eliminated first. Sorry, no. Shinsuke was not eliminated first, I believe. But like, Austin Theory came in at 3.
The blue chip, yeah.
The blue chip. The John Cena lookalike. The John Cena 2002 lookalike.
He looks nothing like John Cena. Just
okay,
like
his
John Cena prototype.
The build.
Looks nothing like John Cena.
The build. He reminds me of young John Cena.
Yeah.
His build,
yeah,
his frame.
They don't look the same. They don't look the same, though.
No. I think Cena was a bit more ripped.
You're okay, shots.
Just saying. But, like, the first three entrants in this match, when I saw these first three entrants, I was like, yeah, this Rumble could be very good. And then, yeah, I mean, what can I say?
I just like to look to the beginning again. When I saw Shinsuke and AJ in the ring, it just took me back to when Nakamura won the Rumble in his first year.
Yes.
And then he went on to WrestleMania to face AJ.
That
took me back then.
That was beautiful. I remember that match was amazing. The Rumble match, not the WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
And so we have, yeah, after these first 10 entrants, I mean, this was crazy. So, oh man, Johnny Knoxville.
Who got eliminated first?
I believe the first elimination was Robert Roode. I think it was Robert Roode. Yeah, it was Robert Roode.
He came fourth, right?
Yeah, he came fourth, was first eliminated by AJ Styles.
How many people did AJ Styles eliminate?
Yeah, Styles got 6 eliminations in this match. The most of the night.
How long did he last?
29 minutes. The most.
Who eliminated him again?
Madcap Moss, which I'm pissed about. Like, Twitter was pissed about this. A jobber. A horrible gimmick jobber eliminated one of the greatest wrestlers of this generation.
Who would you rather eliminated him?
Edge. Who wasn't in the Rumble match. Who wasn't in the Rumble match. Someone tell me how on bloody earth do you have a spot for Madcap Moss, Rick Boogs, and Johnny Knoxville? But not Edge.
I can explain that because one, Drew McIntyre came back, so he had to be the one to eliminate those two jokers. You know, he had to be the one to eliminate Madcap and Corbin. So that made sense to me. That, okay, why are they there? Because Drew's coming back. And what's going to happen? Drew's going to eliminate the other two.
Yeah.
The other one in Johnny Knoxville, it's because of revenue. It's money, right?
WWE want to make money. Yeah, you want to make money. You should be making money from delivering quality wrestling content, not from bloody.
You need money to run your company, don't you?
Yeah, I get it, man. I get it. Hey, I don't hate Johnny Knoxville. I mean, do you see that elbow he gave AJ Styles? Man.
Yeah,
That was a pretty stiff elbow. You can see AJ Styles was like, whoa.
No, what's Sami Zayn? Oh, you mean in the face? In
yeah,
the face.
he hit Styles with an elbow.
Elbow he gave Sami Zayn.
Oh no, that was cool as well. But like the elbow, the standing elbow, just bam, elbow strike.
AJ Styles was like, I one free shot count.
Yeah, Styles felt that one though. He felt that one.
He started it. He felt it for sure. I was impressed by it. I was like, oh, damn, okay. I didn't expect it to be that hard. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Knoxville thinks he's a wrestler now. He's like, I can take it up.
Man gets dropped. Man gets splashed from the... Yeah, and then I like what Corey Graves said after this moment. He's like, welcome to the WWE, Johnny Knoxville. I like that, dude.
Oh, on his way to the ring.
Yeah.
On his way to the ring, our boy.
Crazy. The next 10 entrants were Omos, Ricochet, Chad Gable, Dominic Mysterio, Happy Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, Sheamus, Rick Boogs, Madcap Moss, and Riddle.
Why did you say Riddle like that?
Let me tell you why I said Riddle like that. Because this Rumble match, I'm not sure if it's just this match or the whole show. The creative direction of this whole match or the whole show was changed. Guess how many times? Guess how many times they changed the booking on some of these matches or this match?
I have no idea.
Just guess. A number between 1 and 20.
10?
Nope, higher.
20?
Bingo.
Damn, 20 times.
20 changes. They had to change all these booking decisions 20 times. Apparently, there were a few Hall of Famers and legends backstage who didn't get used. Apparently, Caitlyn was backstage at the Rumble.
So, oh, damn, that's harsh.
Very harsh. And Riddle was supposed to be the winner. Up until the morning or even the start of the pay-per-view, Riddle was... The agreement was like Riddle was going to win the Rumble. And then... Yeah, that was sort of the decision that was made. Riddle was going to win the Rumble. And then, for some odd reason, it got changed to Lesnar. So...
Why do you think that is?
I don't have a clue. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing with Lesnar and Rousey winning these Rumbles, right? It's like, if there are any two people in the company that do not need to win the Royal Rumble to go to WrestleMania, it's Brock Lesnar and Ronda Rousey. It's them. If you're Ronda Rousey, like if Ronda Rousey came back last night and said, or if she came back on Monday Night Raw tonight and said, I won in the Rumble, or I won in the WrestleMania main event, who's going to tell her no? Who on earth? If you're WWE...
She beat your ass, bro.
If you're WWE, right? And Ronda says, I want to be in the main event of WrestleMania. Are you going to tell her no? She's Ronda Rousey, the most popular combat sports athlete. The most popular and successful female combat sports athlete of the decade. Maybe even the last 20 years. Who's going to tell Ronda Rousey no? Why? Because she's not a wrestling veteran. Because she hasn't been in the company for long. Because she hasn't, you know, because why? Because she came from the outside. Who cares? Bro, Ronda Rousey, like, she did not win the Rumble. She did not need to win the Rumble.
Yeah, I can agree with you there.
So.
It was great for them, though.
It was great. Same thing with Brock. Brock does not need to win the Rumble. But anyway. Some of these, let's go through some of these entrants. Man. The Kofi Kingston botch. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. He messed up.
Yo,
one jump.
He messed up. Bro, dude, that spot's hard. That spot is hard. You know how much athleticism and leg strength you need? Like that spot is really hard, man. It would have been amazing had he made it. It would have been. And I think the plan was for him to make it, to get back in the ring. It would have been bloody cool if he had made it back. But like, man, that
do
was.
You think they had a contingency plan if what happened?
I don't know, man. I really don't know. I think they just carried on without him.
I can't imagine Vince is happy.
No, I don't think he was happy. Man, Vince has had a rough week. You know, we're talking about the Royal Rumble and how messed up the show was. You know, we keep talking about how messed up the show was. Or maybe you don't think it was messed up. But, like, Vince has had a rough week. Earlier this week, or maybe even last week, it was announced that his mom had passed away. So, yeah, man,
That's really rough, man.
I condole from here at the SA Wrestling Nerds podcast. We send our condolences to the McMahon family. I mean, to lose your mom and then just realize that, and then still go on to run a pay-per-view, still be the chairman of a multi-billion dollar company. Like, we trash Vince, but like a lot of us, we trash his booking decisions and stuff. And I'll continue to, because like, let's be honest, WWE isn't in the best state right now. But like, yeah, Vince is still going. Shout out to Vince McMahon.
Also, shout out to Shane for also competing.
Yeah, Shane competed. I didn't expect to see Shane McMahon in the Rumble. Shane competed. He was out there giving his best. But yeah, I mean, just crazy to think about it. And then again, who else was in this Rumble? Let's have a look. We saw Kevin Owens. We saw Rey Mysterio, Kevin Owens. Otis, Big E, a lot of people wanted Big E to win. A lot of people had Big E winning this Rumble. So
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean,
I wasn't one.
Who did you have winning the Rumble? Who did you have?
My first two picks came out. I had two people winning it.
Okay.
I had AJ Styles and Damian Priest.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned Damian Priest to me.
When I saw Damian Priest get eliminated by Omos, I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, I had Big E originally, and then I thought, you know what, any one of Damian Priest, AJ Styles, or even maybe, I don't know, I'm looking through names here, but like those were the two that could have won it. Riddle was supposed to win. I would have, like, if Riddle had won, I'd be like, oh yeah, cool. Come on, Riddle, let's go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have had a problem with...
He's in the Elimination Chamber.
He's in the Elimination Chamber match. Yeah, I watched that part of Raw where he beat Otis to make it to the Elimination Chamber, which is really great stuff. I mean, that's going to be amazing to see.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, what a, I mean, the Royal Rumble is always one of those pay-per-views where you got to reflect afterwards.
Where?
I'm saying the Rumble is one of those moments where you... Where you really sit and reflect. Yeah, you were saying?
And you look back at certain moments and you just chuckle.
Yeah, certain moments where you just go, oh man. That happened.
Like when Gable came in, he just came in and started being like the strategizer. Because he's like, yo, it's all of us. Against Omos.
Okay, let's get Omos out. It actually says here, let me read this out. It actually says Omos was eliminated by AJ Styles, Austin Theory, Chad Gable, Dominic Mysterio, Ricochet, and Ridge Holland.
That took that many people.
It took.
Damian
hold on.
Priest was the fallen soldier.
Yeah, it took six people to eliminate this guy.
Damian Priest was an experiment.
Yeah, Damian Priest was an experiment, bro.
He was like, you're the biggest one. Go. And then you hear him shouting,
like,
Gable, shut up.
Yeah, I did. That was cool. I mean, Chad Gable's like, okay, you got to do this. You got to do this.
In his hometown, bro.
What? Oh, yeah, Randy Orton. Do you hear the pop?
Was at his hometown for
do you hear the pop he got? My goodness. Oh, that was
Yeah,
nuts.
was it? I didn't know that was his hometown, you know?
I knew it was his hometown. I just forgot where the Rumble was taking place.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah.
He got a huge pop.
You got a
Yo,
decent
did you
sized pop.
see Riddle's RKO? Oh my God.
Yeah, the he used Otis as a stepping stool. The step into the RKO, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He didn't connect with it
That was sick,
properly.
yeah.
He didn't connect with it properly because I think McIntyre was facing the wrong way when he hit that RKO. McIntyre was facing the wrong way. And
So
so
it ended up looking like a cut, though.
yeah, it ended up looking a lot like a not like a cut, more like a some weird, I don't know, it just it didn't look right. But anyway, he hit it, he got
That
it.
it was the right idea.
Yeah. He hit that RKO and it was great.
And then we reached the final two.
We reached the
They
final
did
two.
another time machine back, you know.
Yeah, back to
Time machine
WrestleMania.
back to 2020.
2020 Rumble, WrestleMania. No one was kicking Lesnar in the balls this time.
No chance.
No chance. But the way that Lesnar just eliminated McIntyre sucked though. The way the Rumble ended was like, oh man, okay, fine.
Both men and royal men and women's rivals. It ended sadly when it was the final two.
Yeah. 51 minutes, the length of this Rumble. 51 minutes. Shorter than the women's Rumble
That's absolutely.
by almost 10 minutes. Women's Rumble was nearly an hour.
Now, the women's one was more entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, just think about that. Just think about that. Women's Rumble was great. I loved it. And let's end this episode on a high note, actually.
Let's do so.
Shall we just end things here?
Unless there's anything else you want to mention.
I don't think so. I think we'll be back with a full weekly recap in a couple of days. So if you're listening to this episode and you like, yeah, if you
Also,
listen,
they should also know that we're gonna have an episode where we come up with dream matches
yeah,
for 2022 that we'd like to see.
we got a couple of, we got an episode where we're just planning dream, we're just gonna be fantasy booking basically, and trying to see how many dream matches we can come up with across all these promotions. But yeah, that's gonna end it here for this episode. Are we good to get out of here?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap up today's episode. And we thank each and every single one of you that listened, especially those that stuck around till the end. We hope that you enjoyed it. And if you did, make sure you stick around even more, as there'll be more episodes coming as 2022 rolls along. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can do so on Instagram at SAPW Nerds Podcast or on Twitter at PWPodcast_SA. As always, let us know what were some of your favorite moments from the Rumble, or maybe moments that we didn't mention in this episode, maybe something that you thought was really good that we maybe disagree with. DM us on Instagram, tweet at us, and let's talk about it. Let's have a conversation. Till next time, stay safe and God bless.